Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer. I'm with the men of our Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Oh, bright-eyed and bushy-tail. I like to have that. Yeah. So before we went on the air, we decided we would talk a little bit about submission. You know, that can be a topic that's difficult for, I would say, pretty much everybody at some point or another.
Yeah, we're all hard-headed, that's for sure.
We can be, yeah. Right, and humility, right, is hard to practice. It really is. But we know it is. It's also necessary. So the scripture text we thought we would reflect upon comes from James' writing in the epistle of James, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. I'll go ahead and read that. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think, Scripture says without reason, that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why the Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
Okay. Any immediate reflections? What jumps out at you?
Well, just the word is. I mean, to submit yourself, you know, is sometimes against our own grain, our own personality traits, you know. But we have one Father, and we have to realize that we have to obey what our Father says to do.
Right? I think you're correct. It does seem like it's unnatural. But, you know, to come under, right, to submit, to come under some authority, and are we going to come under the authority of Christ? You know, are we under the authority of God?
Let's talk about the meaning of enmity.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
It just means we're against. So the verse right after this, so if you're going to be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Friction, right? We're at odds with God.
Sure.
I tend to say this: if you're seeing difficulty in your life, it's a really good time to ask yourself, because I think there's only two causes, right? And I think in verse 7 it summarizes that. Either you're not submitting to God, or you're not resisting the devil.
Pretty much that's it.
Right? I mean, because if you're putting yourself in authority of God, that's how you're going to resist the devil. If you're not, then you're probably not resisting the devil. And you wonder why you got, as he says, quarrels and everything else. I think we tend not to resist the devil when our desires, right? Because sometimes the devil will please us with our desires. And when we're doing that, we're not resisting, which means we're obviously not submitting to God.
I always put in that old cartoon, whatever, where you got the two figures on each shoulder.
Yeah, the devil and the angel.
Yeah, the devil on this side, angel on this side. And they're bickering back and forth, you know. Which one?
Yeah. Remember Flip Wilson, that old show?
Yeah.
Right, Geraldine? Yeah. The devil made me do it, right? That's... I don't think the devil makes you do anything. I said I think the only power the devil has, and for our listening audience, I apologize. I'm going to make a little gesture, you take your index finger and you kind of point it towards somebody, and you go like this. You curl it towards you. Come here, come here, come here.
Yeah.
That's the power of the devil. But who actually follows, right? The curling finger. That's what I mean. You're not resisting, right? If the devil's enticing you, we're not resisting. And obviously, if we're not resisting, we're not submitting to God. Yeah, what do you think about some of those other verses?
But you know, I think for so many years, you did that curl of fingers. Okay? There's somewhere along in your life where you want a better life. Okay, huh? You know, we go through, we jump through the hoops, we try to think we're doing the right thing, you know, and it's not the right thing. You know, if we're going to follow Jesus and do Jesus, we need to do it. There's no middle line here. You know, you can't no riding the fence. You know, you have to, you know, and that's what it's about, giving him control.
Committed.
Being submissive, yeah, being committed, you know. I mean, yes, we know, I mean, the way the world is, the way we're changing our lives, man, and transformation, that, you know, we do have issues. We are working through them. But there is a better way. You know, there is a better way. You have somebody up there that loves you with his whole heart, unconditionally. Unconditionally.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
We show you a way to commit.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Change your life.
And it's just...
Yep.
You know, there's so much more out there that when Jesus comes and you get the understanding, and you get that, you know, and this, I'm going to put it in a kind of metamorphosis state. In my old days, out there drugging, drinking, all that, but you know what? I found a new high. And that's Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the deal with me. And I still go through my struggles. I still go through my everyday life. But you know what? I never give up on the man who brought me here. Plus my support program. You know what I mean? I mean, it's, you know, you gotta either accept it all or, you know what I mean? You know how people want to, well, I'm going to take control. I'm going to control this much of my life. But then I'll give him God this little bit. You can't do that. You can't be partially submissive. And you know what I mean? It's
just, well, and I think that now you're touching on what we would probably call humility. Yeah. Right? You know, if I'm honest, I've mentioned before, you know, my neighbor, I'll sit on my front porch with my wife and I look at my neighbor who has a beautiful property. I'm kind of like a Tim Allen type guy, you know. I don't do very well in Lowe's, or I'll go, right? I mean, Lowe's is not a good place for me because I want that, da da da. So we kind of get, you know, there's times where you may have a sense of envy, right? You got to catch yourself, going, you know, I'm where God wants me to be, and I'm okay with that, regardless of whatever else is going on. And that's part of that humility. I'm humble enough to say that this is where I'm at because I'm under the authority of God. And you're right, there, you know, our world is just set up so pressingly now to be successful. And the Bible never calls us to be successful. Jesus calls us to be fruitful. And the only way we can bear fruit is if we are connected to the vine. Right? The vine is under submission of the tree, or the branch, submission of the tree, you know, those type of things. And we do, you know, you mentioned in here, we do see that. Some men come in, you know, here and we run a program. You know, we got a, what is that, like a 15-page guidebook we give you guys, you know, something like that. That's a lot to come under. Right? I mean, so
you're not used to it.
Yeah, and yeah. So, you know, we say, hey, yeah, we got a 6 o'clock curfew, it's sober living, you can't drug or drink here. Right. You know, I mean, we have these type of things, and some guys are like, I don't want that. They may not even roll. Other guys come in and go, oh, yeah, I hear that. I really need a place to stay, but I'm not really going to come under all of that.
Right.
And, you know, they may come back here under the influence of something and say, well, sorry, I'll respect your decision. Gonna have to depart.
These guys here, like, they realize that this is the only way to change what they've been doing.
Yeah. Well, how about we got a couple of our guys here.
I admire this program that you guys have, because this is where, like, Jesus hits the road. We roll up our sleeves and we're helping the community. Rather than just staying in the church, you know, we're spreading the word, and looking for our brothers, and Christian sisters and brothers that are down on their luck, you know, feed the hungry, clothe the naked.
Yeah.
And this is where I see people rolling up their sleeves and getting dirty and getting God's work done.
That's right.
How about you? You got anything you want to share?
Yeah, I was kind of rolling off what you said about changes. You have to be willing to change what you do. And the submission to Jesus and God to focus on it. And I think what, I'm not going to speak for everybody because I'm not. You have to find maybe a way to connect with God and Jesus. There might be other resources around to help you do that. To recover from whatever you're going through. And the changes you have to make, it's up to you. No one else is going to say, they're going to get climb in your mind and change your mind for you. You have to do it yourself, you know, in order to get better. And that's a huge thing. You have to admit to yourself you have some things going on and you need to have some help getting better. I think that's huge. You're making the changes.
Yeah.
So back up in verse 1, you know, I asked a couple questions. What causes fights and quarrels? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Right? And make a decision. Right? It's back to Deuteronomy. I put before you life and death, blessings and curses. I encourage you to choose life. Right? Life or death. Yeah, should I stay or should I go now, right? Whatever, you know, you have to make a decision. And I think what James is really reiterating there is, you know, one of the reasons Jesus came, I think it's still Jeremiah 17, about the deceitful heart. Right? When we have these conflicting desires within our heart, right? Yeah, we have to humble ourselves and admit the fact that some of this is deceitful. Meaning that you have to resist the devil. Right? You have to submit to God. Make a decision. And that's part of free will. Right? I mean, God's not going to push you down and have God's way with you. I mean, we call that rape. That's not the way God works. God will always be there when you decide you want to humble yourself and submit to God. And the next thing you know, blessings start being showered upon you. Okay, we got a little bit of time here. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, what I like about Christianity is because there's always a welcome sign. So no matter how many times we fall astray, Jesus is there to always welcome us with open arms anytime we need to come back.
Yeah.
There's always a welcome sign.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, part of that humility is I need to be mindful of the magnitude of my sinfulness. Because only there can I be mindful of the magnitude of God's mercy. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you sharing with us on this edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.